ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. We begin, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praises and exaltations that indeed only He is worthy of. We begin by sending His salawat and His salamat, His blessings and His peace upon the last and final messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam wa ba'd. Then indeed the noble scholar Al-Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan Hafidhahullahu Ta'ala, he writes, La shakka anna al-amra bil-ma'roof wa nahya anil munkari ala janibin azimin min ad-deen. There is no doubt that the affair of ordering what is good and forbidding what is evil has a great place in the religion. Hatta addahu ba'd al-ulama'i min arkan al-islam. So much so that some of the scholars, they see this affair to be from the pillars of Islam. وَفِي بَيَانِ جِبْرِيلِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ لَمَّا سَأَلَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَذَكَرَ لَهُ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ الْخَمْسَ قَالَ وَأَنْ تَأْمُرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And that when Jibreel alayhi salam, he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Islam. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he answered with the five pillars. After that he mentioned, وَأَن تَأْمُرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That you should order what is good and you should forbid what is evil. وَكَانَ الصَّحَابَةُ يُبَايِعُونَ النَّبِيَّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عَلَى الْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And indeed the Sahaba, رضي الله تعالى عنهم جميعا, they used to give allegiance and bay'ah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this affair of ordering good and forbidding evil. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ النَّاسُ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ وَمُؤْمِنِينَ لَكِنْ تَقَعُوا مِنْهُمْ مُخَالِفَاتِ. This is because even if the people are believers, even if the people are Muslims, then indeed they will have occurring from them sins. فَالْإِنسَانُ دَعِيفٌ تَجَرُّهُ الشَّهْوَةُ وَالْفِتَنُ إِلَى الشَّرِّ. Indeed, man, he is weak. Allah Jalla wa Ala, he says about us, ya ikhwan, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ دَعِيفًا. Man has been created weak. And our desires and the shaitan, he will lead us to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَحْتَاجُ إِلَى مَنْ يَأْمُرُهُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَاهُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Hence he is in need. Hence he is in need of someone that will remind him and order him with good and forbid him from evil. For indeed, our desires and the callers to evil are many. And they look for those who are weak in their iman. And indeed Allah Jalla wa Ala, فَاللَّهُ يَمْتَحِنُهُمْ وَيَبْتَلِيهِمْ بِمَا يَعْرِضُ لَهُمْ مِنَ الشَّهَوَاتِ وَالشُّبَهَاتِ وَدَوَاعِي الشُّرُورِ. This is a test from Allah. This, ya ikhwan, is a test from Allah to see will we call the answer or will we answer the call of those that call us to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Will we answer the call of our desires that lead us astray from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? فَكَانَ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ قِيَامِ بِالْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. So indeed it is a must that we should have those that order good and forbid evil. لِأَجْلِ إِصْلَاحِ ذَلِكَ الْخَلَلِ. So that these misgivings, these deficiencies can be corrected. And we may be reminded in our daily lives to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh, حَفِذَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, he continues, فَقَدْ شَبَّهَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ القائم على حدود الله أي الملتزم بحكم الله القائم بالأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. Indeed the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he likens the one who establishes the hudud of Allah, who remains within the hudud of Allah, meaning the one who adheres to what Allah has ordered him to do, and he establishes the ordering of good and forbidding of evil. وَالْوَاقِعُ فِيهَا, and the one that falls into it, أَيْ الْعَاصِ وَالْمُخَالِفِ, meaning the sinner, and the one who goes against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شَبَّهَهُمْ بِقَوْمٍ اِسْتَهِمُوا عَلَى سَفِينَةٍ فِي الْبَحْرِ. He has likened them to a people that take to a ship in the sea. بَعْضُهُمْ أَصَابَ أَعْلَاهَا أَيَّتَّابِقَ الْعُلْوِي وَبَعْضُهُمْ أَصَابَ أَسْفَلَهَا. Some of those people, they take to the deck of the ship, while the rest of them take to the hull of the ship. فَكَانَ الَّذِينَ فِي الدَّوْرِ الْأَسْفَلِ يَهْتَاجُونَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَسْعَدُوا إِلَىٰ الدَّوْرِ الْأَعْلَىٰ لِيَسْتَقُوَ الْمَاءُ وَيَأْخُذُوهُ لِلشَّرْبِ وَالْإِسْتِعْمَالِ. So those that are in the hull of the ship, they need to approach, and they need to go to those that are at the top, on the deck, to get water to drink, to get water to use. So they say, لَوْ خَرَقْنَا فِي قِسْمِنَا خَرْقًا تَأْخُذُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَلَا نُؤْذِي مَنْ فَوْقَنَا. What if we were to put a hole in our portion of the ship, meaning in the hull of the ship, so as not to bother those that are above us? فَلَوْ تَرَكَهُمْ أَهْلُ الدَّوْرِ الْعُلْوِي يَخْرُقُونَ السَّفِينَةَ لَغَرِقَ الْجَمِيعِ. If the people that are at the top of the ship, they were to leave the people in the hull to do as they pleased, all of them would have drowned. Hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari. Hadith of An-Nu'man ibn Bashir. إِذْ يَدْخُلُ وَالْمَاءُ السَّفِينَةِ وَيَغْرُقُ الْجَمِيعِ. Because this water, it will enter into the ship and all of them will drown. وَإِنْ أَخَذُوا عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَنَعُوهُمْ مِنْ خَرْقِ السَّفِينَةِ نَجَاءَ الْجَمِيعِ. But if they were to take them by their hands, prohibit them from doing that, all of them would be saved. فَكَذَلِكَ فِي حُدُودِ اللَّهِ. Would the brothers move up? Allahu yubarik fikum. So the people coming in have room to sit down. جزاكم الله خيرا. الله يبارك فيكم ويزيدكم في الدنيا والآخرة. Such is the case, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, with the Sharia of Allah. The safina, the ship in this example, in this metaphor, it is the Sharia of Allah. لأنه لا نجاة للبشر إلا بهذه الشريعة. Why? There is no success for mankind, all of them, except by the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no success in this life and in the next except by the Sharia of Allah jalla wa ala. وَالَّذِي يَخْرِقُهَا. Those that were putting a hole in the ship, هُوَ الَّذِي يَعْصِي وَيُخَالِفُ. He is the one who sins. He is the one who disobeys. وَهُمْ أَهْلُ الدَّوْرِ الْأَسْفَلِ. And they are those that are in the hull of the ship. They are those that are in the bottom portion of the ship. وَالَّذِينَ يَمْنَعُونَهُمْ وَيَأْخُذُونَ عَلَىٰ أَيْدِيهِمْ هُمْ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْعَقَلِ وَالْإِيمَانِ فِي الدَّوْرِ الْأَعْلَىٰ. As for those that stop them, take them by their hand and prevent them, who are they? They are the people of knowledge, of intellect, of iman, those that are in the upper portion of the boat. وَلَوْ تَرَكُوا الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ لَخُرِقَتِ الشَّرِيعَةِ وَغَرِقُ جَمِيعًا. If they were to leave the affair and let them drill that hole, let them place a hole in the hull of the ship, you would find that all of them would have drowned and all of them would have died. هذا مثل مطابق للآمرين بالمعروف والناهين عن المنكر. This is an example of those that order good and prohibit evil. وأنه إذا قام أهل العلم وأهل العقول السليمة يأخذون على أيدي السفهاء نجوا جميعا من الحلاك والعذاب. If you find those that have knowledge and those that have sound intellect, and they take the hands of those that are ignorant, and those that are ignoramuses, نَجُوَ الْجَمِيعِ مِنَ الْهَلَاكِ وَالْعَذَابِ, you will find that all of them would be saved from destruction and from punishment. وَأَمَّا إِذَا تَرَكُوهُمْ وَشَأْنُهُمْ وَتَسَاهَلُوا فِي أُمُورِهِمْ. But if they were to leave them and not say anything and look at their affair as though it is an easy affair, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَخْرِقُونَ شَرِيعَةَ بِالْمَعَاصِي وَيَغْرِقُ الْجَمِيعِ, you will find that the people will put holes in the sharia through their sins and all of them will die. All of them will drown. فَهَذَا مِنَ الْأَمْثِلَةِ النَّبَوِيَّةِ الْعَظِيمَةِ الَّتِي ضَرَبَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. These, they are from the prophetic examples that the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has given. لِلْآمِرِينَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّاهِينَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَالْمُخَالِفِينَ, for those that order good, forbid evil, and those that disobey. There is an abundance of ayat in the Qur'an that show us the importance of this affair, the importance of ordering what is good and forbidding what is evil. From them is the statement of Allah Jalla wa Ala in Surah Ali Imran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let there be from amongst you a group that calls to all that which is good, they order righteousness and they forbid evil, and indeed it is they that will be successful. فَهَذَا أَمْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Indeed, this is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let there be from amongst you a group, a jama'ah, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, that order good and forbid evil. فَإِذَا قَامَ بِالْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيِ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ جَمَاعَةٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ وَالْبَصِيرَةِ فَإِنَّهُمْ قَامُوا بِفَرْضِ الْكِفَايَةِ وَإِذَا تَرَكَهُ الْجَمِيعُ أَثِمُوا جَمِيعًا وَهَلَكُوا. So if some of them, they take this affair, the obligation of ordering what is good and forbidding what is evil, then they have established what is fardun kifaya. They have established what is obligatory upon some of the people, that when they take it, they remove the obligation from the rest. But if all of them leave it, and there is no one that orders what is good and forbids what is evil, then indeed all of them will be destroyed. Ya ikhwani, this is a lesson for us to take, ya ikhwan, because today we live in a day. And we live in a time, ya ikhwan, when people say, why do you partake and why do you look at the affairs of others? Even though they are Muslims, it is their affair, leave them and their affair. How does this affect you? And we say, wallahi, it affects us. It affects us because we are a single ummah. It affects us because we are a single ummah following a single prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we leave our brothers upon evil when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah jalla wa ala, His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you believes until he wants for his brother what he wants for himself. How can we leave them when Allah Jalla wa Ala has said that if you want to be from those that are successful in this life and in the next, there has to be a group that orders what is good and forbids what is evil. And that which is good is all that which is found in the Qur'an and the Sunnah on the understanding of the Salaf. And all that which is evil is that which opposes that. And that which opposes the Qur'an and that which opposes the Sunnah. And that which is not found in the way of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And indeed Allah Jalla wa Ala, He says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْضِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Those that disobey and go against the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْضِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى. After guidance has made clear to them. After guidance, yani what is in the Qur'an and the Sunnah has been made clear to them. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, They follow a path other than that of the believers, other than that of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. We will leave them to what they have chosen. وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. And we will bring them to the fire. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And what an evil abode, what an evil return. How then can we leave our brothers and our sisters upon this path? How then can we leave them disobeying the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rather, this affair of ordering what is good, forbidding what is evil, is from the affairs that are obligatory, bi fardil kifayah. There must be from this ummah those that order good and forbid evil. And indeed, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Let there be from amongst you a group. Let there be from amongst you a group showing the obligation of this affair of ordering what is good and forbidding what is evil. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to make us from amongst them. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to make us from those that are successful in this life and the next. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. Two ahadith, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. The first hadith collected by Imam al-Tirmidhi. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, لا تأمرن بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر. أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّنْهِ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ وَلَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdurrahman ibn Sakhrin, Abu Huraira, that he said, indeed, the Prophet of Allah, he said, you will order what is good. لا تأمرن بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر. And you will forbid the people from evil. أو لا يوشكن الله أن يبعث عليكم عذابا منه ثم تدعونه ولن يستجاب لكم. Or Allah will quickly bring an adab down upon you, and then you will make supplications to Him. Then you will make dua to Him. ولن يستجاب لكم. And your dua will not be answered. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, those that say that what we find from the condition of the ummah all around the world is because that you find from the Muslims are those that order that which is good and forbid that which is evil. And they speak about their brothers and they advise them, and this causes division. And this is the reason we are in the condition that we are in. We say, if you look at this hadith gives proof. It gives proof to the fact that this ummah in large has left off the ordering of what is good and the forbidding of what is evil. That now you have a billion plus Muslims in the world who raise their hands to Allah and make dua. Oh Allah, remove us from this state. Oh Allah, remove us from this adab. Oh Allah, remove us from the state that we find ourselves in. Listen to the statement of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّنْهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ وَلَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. If you do not order good and forbid evil, Allah will quickly bring a punishment down upon you. Then you will make dua to him and your dua will not be answered. And indeed, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, بَدَأَ الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. Indeed, this religion, it began as something strange. It will return to being as it began, something strange. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. So indeed, طُوبَ is for the غُرَبَى. This portion of Jannah is for the غُرَبَى, for the strangers. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "Man al-ghuraba? Who are the ghuraba?" The narration of Imam at-Tirmidhi, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Alladhina yuslihuna ma afsada an-nas." There are those that correct what the people have corrupted, ba'di min sunnati, after me from my sunnah. So indeed, this affair of ordering good and forbidding evil, my dear brothers and sisters, is from the affairs that bring success to this ummah. And it is an affair that will remain in this ummah until a time that Allah has decreed. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. There will always be a group from this ummah that will order that which is good. That will remain apparent upon the truth. They will order that which is good and forbid that which is evil. نكتفي بهذا القدر. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وإقامة الصلاة.